I went shopping for food this week. And I thought to myself, why not buy some Pop-Tarts? I had not had them in a long, long time. So I bought a box. And this box, I read. And I thought to myself, you know, I preach on Sundays. But all of us preach. And what people call advertisement is really preaching. This is what I read on the box. You can eat two Pop-Tarts. It's like sharing with yourself. What an unusual idea. And what else do they write? They don't just want to be eaten. They live for it. They put their crusts on the line. What an unusual thing. General Electric preaches, we bring good things to life. And Subaru? Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. I'm not the only one that preaches to you. And each of you preach to others. We tell people our philosophy of life, just like those who advertise speak to us about what they think will sell you their product. The Son of God has come to save what was lost. Here, one major idea in today's gospel is this. Zacchaeus means a person who is just and good. His parents gave him this name, this chief tax collector who was robbing his own people. But when Jesus came into his life, the robber becomes a giver. Why is this important? Because the saints told us by experience, the best way to get rid of something that is bad in your life, a bad habit, is to do the opposite good thing. In other words, in this situation, he's a robber, he's greedy, he takes things from people. What's the best way? He says, Jesus, if I have defrauded anyone, I will give them back four times what I took from them. If you want to be good, be generous. If you lie, begin to compliment people and tell the truth. If you gossip, don't stop talking. Talk more, but talk well. Try to find the good in people. Try to find encouraging words. If you are lazy, become energetic. Offer your work for others. Nature abhors a vacuum. No one can just stop doing bad things. Your heart and your life wants to be filled. Always try to fill it with something good. And this is the final message I have. The world will preach to you all week. Listen carefully what they say. You can eat two Pop-Tarts. It's like sharing with yourself. There's sometimes a trick to their words. What Jesus said should make sense. God never gives up on anyone. The Son of God has come to save what was lost. Never believe anyone who tells you these evil words. There is no hope. You will never change. You are doomed to die the way you live. Not true. Christ says to him, today salvation has come into your home. When we offer forgiveness to someone, it's not just us saying evil has no place in our life. What we are actually saying is, you, the one who hurt me, has a road out of the evil. You can become better. Instead of hurting people, you can become one who heals people. Instead of taking, you can become someone who gives. Instead of complaining, you can become someone who encourages. Nature abhors a vacuum. If you want to do something to replace the bad things in your life, find the opposite good things, and then you will see hope be born again in your life. Христос рождається.